Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
20 minutes away from sending you on a Florida family flyaway, Kid Nation.
Nice.
Sign up at KidNation.com for that. Also, while you're at Kid Nation, and you're if you're having some relationship issues, love letters to Kelly. That's coming up this hour in about 40 minutes.
Okay.
We'll hook you up with our love expert. We might even have a little advice here for whatever Wednesday coming up. And also, just over an hour away from talking to Paul Nassif, Dr. Paul Nassif from Botched. It's him and Terry Dubrow.
Yes.
Dr. Terry Dubrow. Dr. Dubrow does the boobs. And Mr. Nassif, Dr. Nassif does the face stuff.
His specialty is rhinoplasty.
Yeah. Nose jobs.
Hmm.
Speaking of rhinos, funny you said. This morning, I don't know if I was hallucinating or what.
You saw a rhinoceros.
Yeah, okay.
I thought so.
Where?
I was coming down the road. Kelly, you and I travel the same way to the station.
Yes.
And I swear to you, to my right, it was one of those roads driving. It's so dark on this road that I drive to right when I'm almost at work. I could have sworn to you I saw a baby rhino.
You probably did.
It's like a naked beast.
Yeah.
What was it doing?
He was just standing on the side of the road.
Rhino stuff.
And it was one of those where I finally noticed it way too late to where I glanced and I could see it out of the passenger side. And I was like, is that a baby rhino?
Wouldn't it be something if you find out a baby rhino escaped from the zoo today?
Yeah.
And you were the last one to see it?
Sure. And I kept looking in my rearview mirror. I couldn't see anything because it was so dark. I could just see the mass
blending into its surroundings.
Of course.
I'm not sure if the rhinoceros is indigenous to the burbs.
It wasn't in the burbs. It was right down the street.
The zoo's not that far away.
Yeah.
I swear I saw a little baby rhino.
I hallucinated driving home really late one night where I swear a donkey was in the middle of the road.
Okay, good.
And there was no donkey. You know, so it's like maybe you were so tired you were hallucinating.
Maybe it's a rhino.
I know.
Yeah, if anybody saw a rhino this morning, let me know because I could promise it was there. What? I saw a little horn. It was not a big horn, it was a little baby horn. She's probably about 2-3 feet tall, maybe. And I think rhinos are already born bigger than that, so I don't know.
I think they developed the horn later. In fact, I think that sometimes cut the horn off so that people don't hunt them for the horn.
Yeah, it looked like a little. It wasn't like a full one. It was just a little baby.
Little baby horn.
Wow.
And they grow back.
Yeah. But I don't know. I really feel like
that's
saw a rhino this morning.
What's the craziest thing you saw going into work today?
You know what? What a way to get into Whatever Wednesday.
I'm not sure if I saw it, but I think I saw it. Time for Whatever Wednesday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I had totally forgotten that I saw a baby rhino.
I'm glad I could remind you.
I want to go see it.
From the text.
Yes.
This is a good question. What are all y'all's retirement dreams? Mm. Mine is buying a land for chickens.
Yeah.
Buying land for chickens.
Buying land for chickens. Well, retirement dreams. I know, Kelly, you're talking about moving to the Carolinas.
Yeah, well, Alan, my husband said all he cares about is there's water for fishing, there's beach for to go hang out on the beach, and ground for hunting. So I've got to go someplace that has, fishing, hunting, golfing.
Yeah.
And so Carolina sounds it to me, yeah.
Big Al?
I have toyed with the idea of going to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, really?
For similar reasons. I mean, beach.
Why would you move in retirement when you've born and raised and have never left your hometown?
I've never, ever once lived in another city other than here. Never.
But you want to do that.
That's what you want to do for retirement.
Possibly. But, you know, what I've mentioned on the show before was buying a big tour bus and just traveling wherever in the heck I want to travel.
See, that's more like you like traveling.
But I do need a driver because I don't want to drive it myself.
Yeah.
I just want to sit back and relax and watch stuff. Watch traveling stuff.
I would like, and I've talked to this with my wife. Obviously, I'm going to have to wait till my kids are all grown up and adults and married and all that.
That's what retirement's about.
I know, but I really want to move to another country. So either
expatriate.
Yeah, I like that. Because I meet them when I go down to Playa del Carmen all the time. Yeah. So it'd either be Playa del Carmen, Tulum area, just live right there on the beach, get a condo. Or we were even talking about maybe moving to Spain.
Mm. Wow.
Because I think living in Spain would be so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good retirement community, but Spain would be really fun. Because I've been learning that that's where a lot of my ancestors come from my father's side.
All right.
What about you, Jenna?
I'd like to live by the water and have a pug farm.
Pug farm.
Mm. Maybe make some beauty products.
Pug life.
Yeah.
For fun.
But don't test them on the pugs.
No, have some other, like, farm animals.
Yeah.
That kids can come visit. The farm animals, a rehabilitation farm.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like that question. That's a good question.
There you go. Thank you.
Justine has a question for Kelly, though. Hi, Justine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your question?
So I wanted to know how soon is too soon to move in with a significant other?
How soon is too soon to move in with a significant other, Kelly?
Well, I don't know.
How long have you been dating?
Yeah, that's the question. How long have you been dating?
It'll be like 5 months when it's happening. If it happens.
Dealing
with the idea.
I'm not really a good person to ask that question. I'm really not.
Because you're more into, like, when you're married type.
Yeah, I just, you know.
To each their own, right?
How long did you go, JC?
I think we moved in about...
Immediately.
4 months
in. Some people move in, like, the night they meet, and it works out beautifully. Some people move in after knowing each other a year, and it falls apart very quickly based upon, I can't live with you, you're a slob, or whatever.
Mine was out of necessity because I had nowhere to go. I was homeless. And,
so, I mean, I'm not really a good person to ask. I hate to say that to you. I'm going to tell you, it's too soon. Don't do it. There you go.
There you go.
I think she's wanting to be told not to do it.
Sounds like it.
You're if you've got that much trepidation that you have to call the radio and ask, then you're not ready to do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I spend most of my time over there anyway.
That's the thing.
But you know what? At the end of the day, you got somewhere to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that train of thought. It's like save money and live together, but there's something about maintaining your identity and your space.
They say that if you have to ask, then maybe don't do it yet, because one of those decisions is, hey, just go for it if you feel like it's time. Thank you, Justine. Let's go with Dominic here. Simple question from Dominic. Hi, Dominic.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You.
Hey.
What's your question, buddy?
I'm wondering, do you play Xbox or PlayStation?
I play PlayStation, my man. I'm a PlayStation, PS4.
Man.
I'm sorry, but eventually,
so
I hope.
You hear that?
I know. You play Xbox, Dominic?
Yeah, I do.
I hear that they're going to have a crossover for Fortnite so that all people can play together. Yeah, so we'll be on the lookout for that, Dominic. When it happens, we'll play Fortnite. Deal?
Definitely, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bro. I still suck, by the way.
No, you don't.
Is
that what we're supposed to say when a guy says
that? I'm
working on it.
I'm being carried.
For my own dating life, I'm working on this. Yeah. I'm supposed to be, like, stroking the ego now.
Yeah.
So, oh, my gosh, I bet you're so good. You're just too hard on yourself.
Thanks, Jenna. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted, actually.
And have you been lifting weights?
You're good at everything. Okay.
Jenna's training's going very well,
by the way. Thank you.
Hi, Holly.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing awesome. So, what's your whatever Wednesday question?
I want to ask Al, did anything in particular happen to Boss George's crawfish pot? Because I borrowed it this weekend and was sitting with 150 pounds of crawfish, put the water in, and it's leaking everywhere.
Shut up, for real?
Yeah.
No, it worked fine for me.
So you borrowed Bossy and George's pot?
What?
I borrowed it this weekend.
It would. I don't know what could ever happen to crack a pot. No pun intended. But
so you broke George's pot.
How do you break a pot?
And that's
pot?
The way Boss Man George found out that his pot is broken.
Holly, thank you for finding the culprit of the cracked pot.
Just wanted everyone to know it's not my fault. It was Al.
Oh, we 100% believe you.
Nothing happened to that pot while I had it.
George was there when you had it, right?
Well, he left. He left, but we continued to boil crawfish.
Sorry, Boss Man George. Yeah. Are those things expensive?
Not really. I'll buy another one, but nothing. It worked fine for us.
So it ruined your crawfish boil, though, Holly?
No, it didn't. My husband's a chef, so he just took oil and put it at the bottom and then put the water in and put the finger thing. He fixed it. It's fine.
Well, your husband's a stud. But yeah, we'll get to the bottom. Holly, thank you for letting us know. We'll let George know right away that Big Al Mac broke his pot. Bye, Holly.
I don't know how you would even break up. It's a
whatever you did it.
It's an iron pot, you know.
What's up, Preston?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Great. Doing great. We're getting down to the hard-hitting questions here. This one's for Jenna, Preston, right?
It is for Jenna.
Go ahead, sir.
Jenna. So, first off, Miss Jenna, happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Preston.
So, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Who would you rather have pop out of a cake, Chip and Dale style? Nah. Big Al? Or JC?
That's a good question.
Oh. Weezy is not an option.
No, Weezy's not an option.
I got two choices.
Very good question, though. Yeah. Thank you.
Well done, Preston.
You know, I love both of these men, and they look so good. It's too hard to make a decision.
Yeah, but who do you want popping out that cake?
I think I'd like both of them.
You want me to pop
song.
Out on the way to the gun show?
Oh, my God. I got to go with Al because I want to laugh.
I'll take that.
JC would take it so seriously that I'd be uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, no.
I wouldn't know how to respond, and Al would just wear a thong and make me laugh.
I'd be doing a Chip and Dale dance.
Yeah, it's got to be a chocolate cake, though, Jenna.
Yeah.
You know, not that I discriminate. I'd hop out. I'd give you the finger pistols.
Uh-huh.
Give you the little gun show.
Boom.
Strike a couple of poses.
Dang.
Every girl's dream right there.
Right there. Yeah. Look at that.
I'd pop out with frosting on my nipples.
No.
Okay.
You win.
Yeah, you win.
Have a treat for you guys. There you go. Thank you for that right there. Thank you for your Whatever Wednesday questions, Kid Nation. Sorry we couldn't get to them all. We love y'all. But coming up next, we do have to give away that Florida Family Flyaway. Did you sign up at KidNation.com? Your name could be called next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Sing it out.
Yeah, come on out.
I can feel it. Yeah.
That's all I
know. Rap or something.
That's all I know.
Yeah, freestyle it, bro. All right, it's time for the Florida Family Flyaway.
There you go.
If you signed up at KidNation.com, be listening for your name. We're going to announce three. First one in gets the trip. It's that simple. And we're still giving more away tomorrow, the next day after that.
That's right.
You sign up once at KidNation.com. Jenna, do you have those names handy?
I do. Got some A's for you. Abby Trowbridge, Ashley Coleman, Annabelle Kowalski. Annabelle Kowalski, Ashley Coleman, Abby Trowbridge. Trowbridge.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one in. You get that trip just like that. Got a lot of people texting us and telling us that they also hallucinate driving. JC, I was driving on the interstate in Illinois, where I live, and I swear I saw a dead ostrich on the side of the road.
Yeah.
That's from Jamie. Again, she didn't get any verification that there was a dead ostrich, but she swore she saw it.
Right, eyewitness account right there.
Wow.
And
come on, get your head up.
Another one. I was 9 months pregnant, and I thought I saw a dead kangaroo on the side of the road. I swear I was not hallucinating. All my coworkers laughed at me when I said that to them. Those are two dead animals. My little baby rhino that I think I saw was
alive and well.
Yeah, he was standing up.
Thank goodness.
Are rhinoceroses dangerous? Like, I know if they're
fast.
Two or three tons.
Yeah, they're mean.
Are they mean?
Yeah.
I had one that scratched my car one time. I was driving through one of those pumps.
Africa?
No.
Yes,
actually I was.
What?
The motherland?
Driving to the motherland.
You got into a fender bender with a rhino?
I did.
You went to one of those
parks. I went to one of those parks where you drive through and they give you like a big vat of food.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had a Firebird and I rolled one down my Firebird and I held a bucket out of the window. And so the rhinoceros, he wasn't charging or anything. He came over to the car to eat the food out of the bucket and his horn scratched my car while he was eating.
And at your own risk.
Yeah.
So who was at fault? The rhino? Did he have insurance? Or what did they do?
They didn't do a dang thing.
So you had to pay for it?
And at your own risk, yeah.
Oh,
man. Yeah, I think you signed something when you drive your car through there.
Yeah, that's why I would never take my own car into those things.
Yeah.
Mm. Get a rental. Get the little cheap insurance.
Yeah, get the $25 insurance.
You're all set. Yeah, right.
And Big Al, a lot of people are asking, how did the inflatable screen TV movie company thing go yesterday?
Well, okay, I will be happy to tell you because it went well. we had an event that was paid for by a school, and they wanted us to have this big 15-foot tall TV, inflatable TV screen come out to their event.
This was your first time that you've been hired for this?
I bought this thing a year ago. I've never even taken it out of the box because you've got to have room to blow it up.
I mean,
I just didn't have anything. It wasn't practical. So, Corey, my son, took it out to this event yesterday and laid down the plastic. You have to put it on something so you don't tear it and hooked a blower up to it. And it blew up, and it inflated. And
it actually
it worked. Just fine. It actually worked just like it was supposed to.
No holes or anything.
No holes.
Well, that's not a good story.
The school had the projector. You know, you have to rent it for a nighttime or at least evening so that you can actually see the screen.
Right.
It's so big. But played the movie or whatever it was that they played.
Gosh, boring.
Worked out just fine.
But hold on. You said Corey blew this up.
Yeah.
Why didn't you blow it up?
Because he booked the job, and yeah. I was meeting...
Corey has an inflatables business.
Yeah, no, I know he does, but yes. I thought Al would be there since this is a big event for him.
No, it was
his... You don't want to blame for that thing if it didn't go up.
It was his bounce house business, and I was just meeting a friend for a drink.
Oh, okay.
A friend?
Oh. Why'd you stutter over that?
What's your name, Delicate?
And so that's why I couldn't go.
Oh.
Just one of those little
Was it a lady friend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. But here's the thing, Kelly.
There's a thing.
So it went fine. There were no issues. But
was it a swipey situation?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was
an online dating match.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
If you show up
Yes!
For a date or a meeting.
Right.
You're meeting someone.
Oh, I'm excited. I feel excited to hear a story like this.
Why? Because he went on a date? I'm excited that Al went on a date.
There is something
here's the good,
actually worth hearing coming out of your mouth.
That inflatable TV story was boring.
Yeah.
Because nothing went wrong.
Nothing went wrong, Kelly.
This is going
to
be
good. And we don't have to wait a year. I'm so excited. Spill it.
So if you show up for a meeting, a date, or
don't call it a meeting.
Don't call it a meeting.
It's a date.
Okay, you show up for a date.
It's a date.
And as soon as I show up earlier or on time or whatever, and as soon as the person gets there,
lady friend.
The lady friend.
Sure.
Or in your case, a man friend, I would assume.
Okay, and, married.
Yeah, but when I was doing online dating, it would be a man.
That's right.
A male companion.
Okay.
And as soon as you get there, they ask you to take a picture so they can post it. And,
you're Instagram official already.
So it went from a date to a personal appearance?
It
became a literal meet and greet, which is what he likes to call it.
Girls, I just want to be like, girls, let me help you out. You can't. If you want to be romantically interested in a guy that has any but a celebrity, you cannot ask for a photo. What it was?
It's not about getting to know somebody as a person. It's about, I'm here because you're on the radio.
Other than that,
you
it
sneak
went fine.
It.
But it was like,
you sneak the photo.
No, don't sneak the photo.
You sneak the photo when they're not looking.
No, you don't do that at all.
You do.
That's
you
not
sneak
cool
it
on the
and
first
send it
date.
To your friends.
No,
but
it's
you
not
do,
cool.
But you do not ask for a photo.
In all of my dating, I didn't hide the fact who I was on my social, because I mean, on my profile, I didn't say I was in the radio. I just said I have a really cool job.
Right.
I get to do a lot of fun stuff, and I'd like to have somebody to share the fun stuff with, basically, is what I said.
Right.
But my face was up there. My first name is up there. I only had one time, and I dated a lot, and either the men just don't listen to our show, or they just played it cool.
Mm-hmm.
I only
had
one guy that all he wanted to talk about the entire time was radio.
Oh, yeah.
The entire
time. Ask for an internship?
And it was a beating, you know? It's like, I get it, you want to talk about your fun stuff, but it can't just be about, are you here because you want
to
go out with Kelly Raspberry
personally.
On the radio, or are you looking for a relationship with a woman who happens to be on the radio?
Right.
So that's what it became. That immediately puts you in a different mindset.
Right.
So how'd the rest of the date go out?
The rest of it went fine. I mean, she was fine. I talked. She talked.
It just kind of crushes
it
the...
Just, yeah, like, right, I was like... You know, when it started out like that, it just...
Yeah.
But I didn't let that taint the rest of the evening. You know, it was...
So y'all had a nice long dinner and maybe went out afterwards or what?
Well, no dancing or something?
It was, no.
How long?
It was a weeknight, man. School night, man.
Yeah.
You could stay up till like 9, maybe?
No.
About how long did it last?
It was about an hour.
About an hour?
Maybe.
Is that a regular... Is that how long dates usually last?
It was a drink. It was a couple...
Date I went on lasted... 4 hours.
4 days? 4 hours?
4 days. Yeah.
About an hour is what?
It was between a half and... It was more like 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
It wasn't supposed
to be. 45 minute
date. That was a 45 minute appearance.
It was...
How much do you charge for that?
So is there going to be a second appearance?
That's actually a great appearance.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It wasn't even as long as our contracted appearances.
It wasn't like...
Okay. How do you get out of a date after 45 minutes? What do you say?
I was like, I mean, I just didn't want to dominate her whole evening.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. No, she had friends with me later.
Okay, let's go to the phone.
All right, we got a Florida family flyaway. First one to call back is you, Annabelle Kowalski.
Kowalski.
Yay! Sorry for butchering your name.
Annabelle.
Congratulations,
yay.
Annabelle.
Thank you so much.
Guess what? You're going to Florida, girl.
Yeah, tell her what you want, Big Al Mac.
You have won a round trip to Florida, Tampa, Florida, to be exact. You're going to be visiting the Tradewinds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach. And this place includes, they have a salon, they have a spa, they have a 3-story high tide slide.
Oh, that looks fun.
They have jet skis, parasailing, floating at the water park. They have not one, not two, 7 pools.
How are you going to fit it all in 3 nights? I don't know, but you will.
You're going to get a
4-day SUV car rental, all courtesy of our friends at visitflorida.com.
Cool. Who are you going to be taking with you, Annabelle?
My boyfriend.
Boyfriend and maybe a couple friends.
You got 2 more people.
Yeah,
this
be
is
a double.
Four.
I got 4.
Yes.
I guess I'll have to see who can go with
That's
me.
Right.
I just finished my first semester at nursing school, so I will definitely be celebrating.
Oh, congratulations. Awesome. And you'll be done before you know it,
helping people out,
and happy Nurses Week.
Hey, it's good for the family, but they also have adults-only pools.
That's
there.
Right, girlfriend. Annabelle, mm-hmm. Hold on. First, we'll get you all set up.
And they're pet-friendly.
You know how much your friends are going to try to kiss your butt to go on this trip? So
absolutely.
Enjoy that while you can.
I just had a thought.
What?
Maybe Big Al can bring his new friend to our family vacation.
Yeah! Come on, Al.
That way she can Snapchat with all of us.
We can just snap photos.
We're going to Florida.
Yeah, we are.
What if I brought her as my plus one?
Yeah.
And didn't tell Al.
So, we told you Taylor Swift kicked off her world tour last night. And we gave away some tickets to the show. It was the worst seats in the house, and then one person out of the 2 that won ended up being upgraded.
She stomped that little girl's butt.
The one that lost ended up being a little
fair
girl.
Fair is fair.
But fair is fair, and Cynthia was our winner. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's really early for you because are you still out there in Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really early out there. But
oh, man, you were there for the kickoff night.
Yes, it was super, it was packed. There were 60,000 people in the audience.
Yeah, biggest night, biggest attendance they've ever had at that venue, they said.
Wow.
Now, who is her, I know she had Charlie XCX opening and Camila Cabello, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who were her, did she have anybody pop up and surprise during her set?
No, but they did come back during the song Shake It Off. So it was a huge party with like Charlie XCX and Camila Cabello.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cute.
And that was about halfway through Taylor's set because her set has 24 songs.
Wow. Yeah. Well, she's got a lot of hits, man.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Was it one of those concerts where you were singing the entire time? There was not a dull moment?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the songs and it's like everything's a hit.
Everything's a hit.
What was your favorite moment?
Probably Look What You Made Me Do, because there was a giant inflatable snake that just like popped up out from behind her.
That's what I gotta buy,
inflatable animals. Big Al's inflatable animals is what needs to be your next business venture right there.
Did she say anything about Katy Perry on the stage?
Yeah,
about the big olive branch?
No, I didn't. Not that I know, not that I can remember.
She didn't holler out and say, I win. Well, good. It sounds like you had a great time.
Yes, I did. We did. I took my sister.
Awesome.
That's great.
Did you guys even sleep last night?
Yeah, we went a little bit.
they got the giggles this morning.
You're still high on adrenaline. I bet it was so fun.
Yes, it was. Thank you guys so much.
No, Cynthia, thank you for being our eyes and our ears out there at the first show and letting us know that it is worth the money, right, if you want to buy tickets.
Yes, definitely. That's what my sister is saying as well.
Good to know.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you, guys.
Have a safe trip home.
Okay.
All right.
Stay in Arizona.
Bye, Cynthia. Yeah, if you want to live there.
Lovely.
Didn't you get tickets to the show, Kelly?
I did. I was on the first day they went on pre-sale, and I joined the club. I forget how I did it, but man,
it was hard.
Well, they were, but like that same day, people were posting them for resale for double and triple what they paid. I was like, I don't care. I'm not selling mine. We're going.
Yeah.
Forecast for today in Phoenix, yeah. 105.
It's already 105 out there?
Dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, 105 in Phoenix.
Different. I love when people say that. It's a dry heat.
All right, Kelly Raspberry, are you ready to be our love expert?
Oh, yes. Already.
It's that time.
We're about to do some love letters to Kelly.
Okay.
And what do you do when your dude won't go Instagram official on it?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, what are you going to do about that? Let's find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we get into Love Letters to Kelly, we do have a Kid Nation member on the phone because, Big Al, you were just telling us about the date you went on. Girl, first thing she did when she met you was she wanted a picture, a selfie with you.
Yeah.
Snapchat, so she could prove to people she was really hanging out on a date with Big Al Mack from the radio show.
Is that what she said, or is that what you thought you were hearing?
She said.
Okay. That's what she said.
Or maybe Christine has some insight as to why she took a picture with Big Al Mack. Hi, Christine.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So you're the kind of girl that will take a picture on a first date right off the bat.
Yes.
Why?
Well, it's simply for safety reasons for me. I'm a single parent, and you never know what's out there. So
That is true.
I take it, and I send it to my friends so they know where I'm at, who I'm with.
How do you explain that to the guy?
I try to take them on dates where it doesn't seem so awkward, you know, like, I say I take them, you know, really we kind of agree on it, but.
That could be anyway, one. You could probably just say, let's commemorate our first date here, boom.
No.
Just, hey, here
there's got to be another way.
But I tell
friends what I'm doing, but yeah, you just can screenshot it, right, without having to ask them to take a photo.
I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that.
In Al's case, it was not that. She said, I want to prove to my friends I am on a date with Big Al.
But, Christine, I do like what you say, though. That is definitely...
You can't be too careful.
You should always let someone know.
Yeah, tell people where you are, but I hope you're not saying to the guy, hey, I want to take a picture of you in case you kidnap me and assault me later so I can show it to him. I hope you're not saying it that way.
God, no.
Okay, good.
You think that's too much?
You just say, let's take a picture.
I've said it before. Yeah. I have on a date.
One of the first dates that I went on was at a concert, so it doesn't seem so out of the norm.
Yeah, I got you.
Just bust it out and just take it like it's normal. Solid advice from Christine. Thank you so much, Christine.
Thank you. You guys are great. Thank you.
All right.
You're great.
Yeah, you are. See? It's always good to be a little safe. You never know. And now, from that relationship advice right there, to our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, it's time for
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
A few years ago, I met a guy. We started dating right off the bat, had a whirlwind relationship. A few months after we started dating, he asked my dad if he could marry me, purchased an engagement ring, and shortly after that, I found out I was pregnant. He decided he didn't want to marry me.
It's too much too soon.
He said we fought too much. Obviously, I was heartbroken, but we forged ahead. I looked forward to having a baby. Now, we have a beautiful baby who we love, but here's the issue. I wish that he would love me again and we could be a real family. As it stands, he seems to show no interest in me at all. Recently asked him if he could ever love me again, and he said, yeah, but it didn't sound like he meant it. When I try to touch him, he moves away. I also believe he's talking to other women. He took a good friend as who was also a female as his wedding date to his best friend's wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
I still love him very much. I'm 99% sure he knows this, but I've never come right out and said anything because I'm too embarrassed. What if he doesn't feel the same way? You have a child together. Is there anything I can do to make this guy love me again? Anything at all?
No. He obviously doesn't feel the same way or he wouldn't be acting this way.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a whirlwind. A lot of stuff happened in a very short amount of time.
Yep.
Let's just concentrate on being a great mommy to your little girl and thankful that you have an amicable relationship with her daddy.
Yeah, true.
That's a good thing. That's a positive. And now it's time to start thinking that you need to maybe start looking for a romantic interest elsewhere.
Yeah. The signs are there.
He's not giving you, he knows how you feel. You asked and he said, yeah, sure. And he's showing you no indication. Maybe when you start dating other people, he'll realize what he's about to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that'll make something awaken in him.
Maybe.
But you can't just hope that happens. and waste even more time. Life is very short.
Yeah. Normally, guys, if they're into you, as soon as you make any contact or touch, we're like, yep.
Yeah.
All about it.
We're all about
it. I would not just, you know, keep hoping that one day he's going to wake up and realize what he has. Go ahead and, you know, live your life and live your best life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Boom.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My guy and I have been dating for some time now. Moved in together 6 months ago. We're super happy, and I feel as if this could be the one. I applaud our relationship for being a very faithful and trustworthy one.
I applaud my relationship.
Well, let's applaud
it, too. We got to applaud this one.
Your relationship.
Yeah, hold on. We got to get you the golf claps, too. Right. It's very fancy.
There you go.
Very nice. Okay. But I've always had... People, stop. Stop. But I've always had this one issue. He won't put pictures of me on his social media. I know this sounds silly to some, but I can't help but to feel slightly bothered. We've talked about it, and he told me that he just doesn't do it because it just hasn't been something he wants to do. And it isn't like he's hiding me from anyone. He had pictures of his ex before me up, and he has taken them down upon my request, but still does not feel the need to post about me. Hmm. He's posted about trips we've taken together and dates, but he has failed to put the pictures up of me and him on those trips and dates.
Wow. That's weird.
He's not a huge social media poster, and I acknowledge that, but I post about him every now and then, and I don't expect him to keep up with me, nor do I want to force him to post about me. But I'm feeling crazy. Am I crazy for wanting him to flaunt me just a little bit on social media?
No, you're not crazy about that. It's not crazy.
To applaud your relationship.
Yeah.
I mean...
It is weird that he posts.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If he never posts, then who cares?
If he's posting pictures of your vacation without you in the pictures, that's also
That's the weird
that's
part.
Weird
that's
too.
The weird part.
You're going on
maybe
dates.
Maybe he got burned the last time he posted. Maybe he feels like he got burned last time he posted too much about his previous girlfriend. Maybe that's it and left a bad taste in his mouth. I mean, you're saying he takes you out. Everybody knows about you is what it sounded like. Yeah. He's just got this one hang up. I wouldn't throw the whole relationship away over it. And I'm not upset with you for being upset.
No.
I would wonder why he's not wanting to show you off.
It strikes me as the guy that wants to keep the options open. Just in case girls go to his profile.
Him a loser.
He doesn't want to have to go through all the trouble of having to delete all those pictures again.
Yeah, right? Well, that is a beating. I haven't deleted one.
I wouldn't ask a guy to delete photos
that's
with
your
an
past.
Ex.
Who cares?
I wouldn't either. Yeah, I've never asked someone, but they just kind of...
But he's taking pictures of himself you're on a date with him, but he's posting a picture of himself on the date.
Hey, Kelly, take
selfie,
a picture of me on the beach. Well, I know you're here, but take a picture of me on the beach on our vacation.
Say he did that.
No. He's posted about trips we've taken together and dates. I mean, is he just...
He's posting the food you eat and the, you know, what you're looking at, you know.
Okay. You're so funny as girls, because if a guy was posting me all the time, I wouldn't like that.
Yes.
Either. Just me personally.
Once in a while.
And I don't really post. I mean, we're in a different situation, but I don't really post with a significant other. But to never.
Yeah, well, if he'd never done it with any woman, I'd see.
Right.
You're like, oh, he just doesn't do that.
He just does nature.
Right. Let's just say maybe he got burned last time and he just decided to be, I don't know. I wouldn't throw the whole relationship away over it. You've told him how you feel about it. Now you can sit around and pout about it all the time.
Yeah.
Or you can concentrate on the really wonderful parts of your relationship.
Yeah.
Instead of the one thing that bothers you.
If that's the one thing that's going wrong, everything else is fine.
You know, the one thing that bothers me about my husband is he will not clean his bathroom mirror. It bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
It gets me so angry.
Uh-huh.
And I've expressed that to him. And you know what? He doesn't care. And so what I do every once in a while is I'll go get a bottle of Windex and I'll clean that window, his mirror myself.
So she should get on and post photos.
But I'm saying, I could continue to yell at him about it, call him names.
Or
I could let him know how I feel so disrespected because I've expressed to him how he won't clean his bathroom mirror and he still doesn't do anything. But you know what? I just clean it myself.
That's right.
And I concentrate on all the good things.
There you go.
And not about that damn bathroom mirror.
Oh, it makes me feel so happy that you and Alan deal with the same thing Kinsey and I deal with.
Right. So you have to concentrate on what's good.
Yeah.
So Alan wins in this scenario.
Of course.
When it comes to the bathroom mirror.
My man. We don't mind.
Alan, you won.
Yeah, I don't care about the bathroom mirror.
That's how you put your foot down, Alan.
Me.
So a little toothpaste down that bathroom.
I don't know how a person manages to splash. Like, what are you doing in the morning when I'm not there getting ready?
Yeah.
It's like almost like a bird bath.
They have bathing in the sink.
What are you doing?
When my wife says, why don't you clean up your mirror on your side? I say, why am I going to clean it? It's just going to get dirty again.
Right now, it's just the beginning stages because we just moved into this house.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it go as long as I can. I'm going to take a picture so you can see how bad it is. It's so bad.
They call it passive aggressive.
We'll see who has a dirty
room. That's called.
Like, is there any visibility? Is it even a mirror at some point?
How do you not say that, Alan?
Sometimes it feels like it's winter. It gives it that little snowy effect.
I'm saying it's not bothering you, but you keep going on and on about it.
No, I just clean it. I just clean it. Uh-huh. And I'm angry when I'm cleaning it. But once it's done, I'm like, I can breathe again.
All right.
We digress.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My wife hates that I don't clean my bathroom mirror. No, I'm just kidding. So, I have this guy that I've been friends with benefits with for 2 years, and it's been great. He travels a lot for work, and I've been in school, so our schedules are insane, but neither of us have time to put real work into a relationship. But over the past few months, my friends, the ones who know about him, keep saying that we are meant to be, and nothing would change if you're officially together, but I just don't think I see that. Now, we do get along awesomely. We have challenging discussions about basically everything. I know he's not seeing anyone else, and I honestly consider him a part of my life. But not the, oh my God, I love you so much, never leave me way. It's more like the, I can't really see you not in my life way. I guess what I'm asking is, should he and I have the discussion to see if maybe we should cross the line into relationship territory or just stay the way we are? I don't feel like I love him, but I don't want him to go anywhere. So could my friends be right? Kelly.
What? Okay, look.
Oh, Nicole. I'm sorry, Nicole.
You're the one that's got to live with your life. You don't live your life for your friends. So
right.
Take this scenario, situation out of it. You're the one that has to be in this relationship. If I would have listened to all my friends, I would have married the wrong person or been in the wrong relationship and never gotten to Alan. Because just because you're with somebody who's great and wonderful, it might not be the one.
Right.
So don't ever live your relationship for your friends.
Never.
Don't do anything your friends tell you it's the right thing to do. If it's working for you, if you want to have a conversation with them and you want to take the relationship to the next level, I had that conversation with someone once, and guess what?
What?
He didn't want to take it to the next level.
Boom.
So I had to either keep things the way they were or say, well, then I'm out. And that's the risk you're going to take if you have that conversation.
Right.
So if you're willing to have that conversation, that's fine. But don't do it because your girlfriends are telling you to do it.
And look, Kelly had that conversation. Eventually, it worked out. She found her man.
That's true.
Because she had that conversation.
But it wasn't with that guy.
Right, exactly.
It was with, you know, but I had that conversation. And he was like, look, I'm happy with the way things are with us right now.
I'm
like,
cool.
Okay.
I'm cool.
And now I know.
So you were out.
I wasn't out. I stayed in.
You stayed in for a little bit.
I'm like, let's just keep, because why, but I'm like, okay, so now I know what it is. We're not going to progress past this point of what we are.
Yeah.
But my expectations now.
You know what they are.
I know what I'm getting.
That's smart. Yeah.
And it wasn't going to go beyond what it was.
Yep. And you had
but
fun.
I had the conversation, but not because all my girlfriends were telling me to have it. It's because I was like, what are we doing?
Right.
What are we? Are we?
So play it out. If I don't get the answer I'm looking for,
are you willing to stay in it?
What's my move?
Are you wanting to find a relationship so you say, okay, well, if this isn't going to be with you, I want these things, so I'm going to have to go start looking somewhere else.
Right.
That's not a bad conversation to have.
No, it's an adult conversation to have.
Don't do it
because somebody else is telling you to.
There you go. That's the point right there.
Solid advice right there.
Mm-hmm.
Love letters, Kelly. If you want to write one, go to kidnation.com. And today's was brought to you by stamps.com.
Oh, Kelly, talk to me about stamps.
I'm telling you, it's the U.S. Postal Service is an important part of any business. But the thing is the U.S. Postal Service is a business. Mm-hmm. And they've got hours and they have to shut the doors. But as a small business owner, if you work out of your home, you're on call 24/7.
That's right.
I'm getting ready to do a mail out, so I'm glad to know about stamps.
Yeah, so with stamps.com, it never closes. You can print postage for letters, for packages, whenever you have the time, at your own convenience, from your own desk, as long as you have a printer and a computer, and this little digital scale I'm about to tell you about. But with this scale, you can calculate exact postage, so you don't have to take a guess. You don't have to weigh it in your hand and say, that feels like about $1.79. No.
No, you don't want to guess.
How do you guess something like that?
Right.
So with stamps.com, it saves you time. It saves you money. And time is money in business.
That's right.
And right now, enjoy stamps.com with a special offer, including a 4-week trial plus postage and that digital scale. If you go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Craddock. That's stamps.com and enter Craddock.
Boom, just like that. You could send your love letter to Kelly that way if you want.
Sure you can.
It's up to you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How many of us have seen a marathon of this show botched?
Me!
I'm staying here the entire day and watching these episodes because it's so good.
Oh my gosh, and we just moved and my cable's finally getting turned back on today.
Perfect.
Thank God, because I would be so upset if I had to miss this.
You know why it's the perfect day, Kelly? The fifth season of Botched premieres tonight.
Yay!
On E! Here is Dr. Paul Nassif to talk to us. Hello, doctor.
Yay.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me on the show.
No. Oh, Dr. Nassif, and you are looking good.
Well, I have lost a little bit more weight so that DeBro, my cohort, can stop teasing me. But he did help me because it's a little bit of intermittent fasting. And that's kind of what works with that good exercise.
Yeah. Okay, that's your secret. There you go. Intermittent fasting.
How long are you going? Like 12 hours?
No, well, that's the minimum. I go average about 6 days a week. I tell you what makes the difference, though, is you got to cut out bread and the processed sugar.
Yep.
And I'll do that once a week.
Now let's talk about cutting up on people.
Yeah, let's do that.
Is there anything maybe coming up on this season? I would think all the surgeries you've done in your whole career, that anything that you go, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this before.
We're seeing a lot more, and I never knew this existed, especially in Europe, these people that are into body modification, and they actually want to look like, you know, anime characters, cartoon characters, sex dolls, alien, intraterrestrials, all kinds of weird things. And they want horns put on them, and they want to, you know, fork their tongue. I mean, they want to do these weird things. Mm. Now, obviously, you know, it's a cautionary tale. Plus, there's some patients in here that come with these problems, which I don't want to blow it.
Yeah.
But there are things that you go, did that really happen? Are those real? And it's that crazy. You know, the biggest thing with social media, they're filtering.
Yeah.
And they're filtering their lips, their nose, their butt, their, you know, everything. And they're going to doctors and they're getting botched that way by trying to look like an extreme version of themselves. It's wild.
What do you notice doctors mess up the most when it comes to plastic surgery that you guys have to fix?
You have to fix, yeah.
Well, I mean, the number one procedure, I think, is breast augmentation.
Yeah.
And when you put a foreign body, breast implant, in there, you know, you are at some point in 10 years going to need something done. There's about a 22% chance, so 1 in 5 is going to need a revision because the doctor is a little bit too aggressive.
So the odds are not very good if you're going to go get those done, what you're saying.
You need something done.
Yeah. Someone great.
Right. You need somebody good like Dr. Ness.
No, I know you've had people come into your office and you have to refuse. You're like, no, I'm not doing this procedure on you because physically I'm not touching you. But are there some people whose character that you say, I'm not working on you because you're a bad person? Because I cannot believe you are going to do something to Kim D from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Dr. Nassif.
Is she bad?
She's the villain. She's the villain from New Jersey.
Well, she might be a nice person.
Oh, Kim? Kim?
Kim D.
Oh, that's right. Kim's on our first episode.
I know. I can't believe you're working on her. She's not good.
You know, I'll tell you one thing, though. On the show, she was very sweet to deal with.
Two-faced.
And DeBro, you know, Dr. DeBro did her. He took care of her. It was a breast issue.
Yeah.
And she was wonderful to work with. And again, I don't watch, I'm going to say it, I don't watch those Housewives shows.
You know, you have a bad taste in your mouth.
If you watch tonight, you'll see how I'm a little bit clueless.
Okay, see? So he's just a doctor. He's just working on people that need some help. That's all they're doing.
I mean, I'm talking about TV stuff. You'll see.
Okay.
Tonight's a really, really good start, and there's an interesting character with butt implants, which is, it's very interesting to watch.
Is that the Kardashian effect?
That's injection.
I'll tell you one thing, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, the last 3-4 years have been the Kardashian effect in regards to, you know, buttock implants or just butt large. It's not implants, but it's usually BBLs, Brazilian butt lifts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying any of them have that. I'm just saying that that's what is a very common procedure. However, again, I'm not throwing, you know, trying to throw some salt on this wound here, but it's dangerous. You have to be careful. People are dying from that procedure because fat can enter into the veins. And so, you know, when the plastic surgeons are doing this, you know, they have to be very careful. And So it's, and then plus you're seeing complications from overfilling.
Yeah.
You know, the abnormalities. And then if you gain a lot of weight, you know, your butt will just increase dramatically, and then you'll look deformed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to predict now the trends of plastic surgery, you know, for next year, what you think is going to be popular?
Well, I mean, obviously the lips, another Kardashian effect from Kylie, the lips are huge.
Yeah.
Not huge in size, but actually they are becoming huge in size. Yeah. Especially when I travel across the country and internationally lecturing, and everyone's getting big, big lips. But lips are going to continue for a while. They were getting smaller, now they're getting bigger. And the thing that I can tell you what's going to happen is our non-invasive procedures, you know, to tighten the skin,
uh-huh.
are going to get better and better and better. Maybe in 10, 15 years, no more scalp warm anything except for the nose.
Like that cool sculpting stuff.
I mean, we do cool sculpting. We do cellulite treatment. And we do this radio frequency.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And that tightens up the skin.
Does it, Dr. Nassif, every time I go to my plastic surgery friend, I ask him, is there anything yet for stretch marks? And so far, the answer's been no. Is there anything on the way for stretch marks?
You know, there may be, and a couple of my doctors in my practice do it, because I'm in Beverly Hills, the microneedling and some type of resurfacing that we'll do, a combination of treatments may make it work.
Okay.
But you got to do maybe one treatment every 6 weeks to, you know, really, you know, need to get going here.
Now, we're talking with Dr. Paul Nassif from Botched. I believe our producer sent you some pictures of us, doctor. So we would like to try to do right now is do a little mini consultation.
Oh.
And maybe you could.
I'd love that.
With your expert opinion, what you think each of us would need.
Photo was sent.
It's our headshots, you know, so at least they're a little bit older.
Yeah.
What do you think Kelly Raspberry needs to have done?
And by the way, I have had a mommy makeover.
Uh-huh.
I've had the boobs and the tummy tucks. I have done that.
But the face is intact.
I've done nothing to my face.
And now, you know.
Injections.
I don't. Remember, one thing that we don't do is we don't talk smack about celebrities at all. And you guys are celebrities. I mean, right now I'm looking at you. You do not need anything at all, girl.
Thank
well
you.
Well done, Kelly. We have a perfect face and
oh,
body.
Boy.
You have the mommy makeover. That means you're at ripe age for some non-binding. So what I would recommend, radio frequency, you can tighten up possibly even you know, your arms, your neck, your face. Do all these things. You can do them. The small procedures are non-invasive. Keep doing that. That's going to help stimulate collagen. Maybe do some micro. And by the way, this is for everybody
over
the age, per se, of 40. Microneedling, you'll be red for maybe 2 days. Botox and fillers, I always recommend.
Okay.
And the biggest thing, obviously, is to be careful with that. Okay, here we go. I'm going to shoot just because of our timing. I'm looking at this lovely man, Big Al.
Okay.
Hi, it's me.
Who's let's take a look here.
What would you do to Big Al Mac, Dr. Nassif?
Yeah, I could probably use some lipo, but I guess we're focusing on the face.
Do you guys get lipo a lot, Dr. Nassif?
You know, they do that. Out here, they all work out. And then at that point, they can't lose some of that, you know, some like love handles and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that situation, the answer is yes.
Okay.
Now, when I'm looking at Big Al,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, typical guy, he's got that great beard. Yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm looking at glasses, and I, you know, with you, you look good. You're not going to do, and I'm looking at a few of your photos here, you know, you're not going to do a bunch of Botox and fillers.
No.
You're not going to do that.
No.
And the only thing I'm going to tell you, one thing.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to plug my skincare line.
Go ahead.
This is for men and women.
Okay.
It's NassifMDSkincare.com. And I'm going to tell you now, we're doing that. Men, that's the number one thing I'm going to recommend. You don't have to go to see a plastic surgeon, stay out of the office. But, you know, do skincare. Because it's so easy. After you shave, you put on everything. That's what I do every morning. And that's the way to go.
Okay.
That's why your face looks so awesome, Dr. Nassif.
That's right there. You want to keep hydration. And for male and woman, male and female, that's to help you. Hydration.
That's
going to keep you guys, your skin looking good. And then also I have the vitamin C and retinol in it, which is really, you know, not that, it's not going to make you very red and irritated.
Okay.
You know, unless you have sensitive skin. For men, that is what I'm going to recommend for all of you guys and for the young ladies.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Good advice, Doc.
And now let me see where, it's interesting, we're out here in the middle of Beverly Hills parked because I'm going to the dentist, well, no, the dermatologist this morning.
Oh, you are?
For a little skin check.
Look at you.
Nice. Sure,
got to be safe. You
know. Well, I had some skin cancer on my nose a while ago, and I got a little something suspicious. Want to make sure it's not that.
Stay on top of that.
Okay, and here we go. We're opening up the next one here.
WDJC, that's me.
Okay, so we got, yeah, this guy's a good-looking guy. You're young. You're in your 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't need anything. Just here, you know what? Start my skincare. That's it.
Skincare.
And hydrate.
There's one more, correct?
Jenna.
Yes, me.
While you're searching, Jenna, could I ask you about how do calf implants work for guys? Are those pretty cool? Or?
Yeah, I'm not into them. I'm not into any body implants.
Yeah, me neither.
Movement, exercise. The risk of a foreign body reaction, infection, intrusion is too high in my mind.
Yeah, just
all right,
don't,
okay,
I'm just going to keep on walking around in my tiptoes.
Yeah, don't skip leg day.
Just do more of those leg presses and calf up.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let me look. Okay, so we have a beautiful lady named Jenna Page, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I'm looking at a profile, eyebrows, cheekbones, ears, lips, nose.
She's got all that.
Unless you filtered all that, you do nothing at all.
No, boom. I've got Botox and PRP facial, I've done the plasma.
Yeah, nothing at all.
She might need the touch-up on the boobs, Dr. Nassif.
Yeah, I have old boobs. I have old boobs. Boob. They're all right. They're okay. I have the old boobs, old fake boobs. They're good, though.
Well, you know what, then that's it. I did a complete discussion with all of you.
I'm making my appointment for microneedling today.
How much do we owe you for that?
What's that bill going to run us, Dr. Nassif?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Just start skincare and that's it and wear a sunscreen. I'll be happy.
All right. My man. Well, look, we appreciate you taking time out of your day. I know you have your consultation with the dermatologist right now, so we'll let you get to that. But make sure you visit NassifMDSkincare.com.
Yes.
Make sure that skin's
you guys are
right.
Wonderful. Thank you.
No. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Watch tonight.
The fifth season premiere of Botch premieres tonight on E! That's at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Dr. Nassif, it's been a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Hey, thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye, sir.
So that's generous of his time.
Yeah, he's just sitting in his whatever Bugatti or whatever he drives in Beverly Hills.
He's going to be late for his dermatologist appointment because of us.
But, you know, he's a doctor, so he knows the doctor's running late anyways.
I hope they don't ding him for an extra 20.
Right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Out of one of those parenting moments yesterday that I was not ready for, Kelly. You know, but I have two little ones, a six-year-old, six-and-a-half-year-old Case, and my little daughter, Chloe. And my son's in kindergarten now, guys.
Yeah.
And I got that email from school that said it's with heavy hearts that we let you know that the cafeteria manager at the school passed away.
Aww.
And then they go on to describe this woman, and she sounds like the best lunch lady you've ever heard of.
Yeah.
They said she knows every kid's name in the school to where they don't even require their little cards.
Yeah.
So she knows who gets the lunch. She knows everything about them.
Wow.
I mean, from kindergarten all the way to fifth grade. She knows all the teachers. All the teachers love her. They said this is a huge loss for our school.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's such a great loss that we are going to bring grief counselors to the classrooms to speak to the children. But if you wanted to have the opportunity to speak to your children about this before tomorrow, take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And my son hasn't really had to deal with someone passing away or death or anything like that, except for when our squirrel passed away. And he didn't take that very well.
Mm.
So I figured, okay, this is going to require some planning. I'm going to have to sit down, come up with what I'm going to tell him, break the news lightly to him. So I sat down with my wife for about 20, 25 minutes, and we're going over what we're going to say, how we're going to break it down to Kaysen.
Mm.
And finally, looked at my wife. I was like, I guess I'll go talk to him. And he was in his room playing Legos, and I walk in, and I sat down next to him, and I said, Kaysen, we're going to have a talk. And he goes, am I in trouble? And I said, no, buddy, you're not in trouble, but I need to tell you something, and I feel like you should hear this from me. And he gets this look of confusion on his eyes, like he doesn't know what's happening. And I said,
no, nothing good comes after, hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, and then you picked that up really young, by the way.
Yeah.
When you're really young, you picked that up.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
And I told him that, too. I was like, look, you're not in trouble.
Yeah.
And I said, but look, I've always told you that you need to, we only get one life, and you need to enjoy this life, and you need to enjoy those around us and love everyone and always be kind, because you never know when that person could be gone.
Sure.
And he goes, okay. And I said, I'm sorry, buddy, but I need to tell you that the lunch lady at your school unfortunately passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he cocked his head to the side and he goes, okay. And I said, and I understand, man, if you're upset because I know she's a big part of your guys' day, and she's at school every time, and she's really nice to you guys. And look, buddy, if you need to cry, you need to hug. And I had this long speech, just go through this long speech and let them know that, like, it's okay to be a man, but you can cry if you feel like you need to cry. And he looks at me, and he just starts building Legos again. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's going to hit him later. And I'm like, are you okay? And he looked at me and goes, yeah, yeah, Papa, but I don't know the lunch lady. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, mommy makes me lunch. I don't talk to you. And I'm like, so I
and
didn't
you're even, crying.
And I'm like, yeah, happy. I was like tearing up because I thought I was going to break the news to my kid.
You're just happy didn't confuse that with Kinsey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Kinsey, my lunch lady.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well,
obviously, Kinsey was downstairs.
Wait, the lady who makes my lunch isn't here anymore? Yeah,
I was like, wait, I didn't need to take 30 minutes to talk to mom and figure out how to talk to you. He goes, pop up.
Did Kinsey not?
We both, just the way the email was written, we just
assumed
everybody knows the lunch lady, but obviously he doesn't because Kinsey makes him the lunch.
No grief counselor necessary here.
Good to know that we could come up with those situations.
That is hilarious.
He just went back and played his lips.
Hilarious.
That's awesome.
Oh my
God. But we are sorry for the loss.
Yeah.
We're not laughing at the
loss. No. It's just how kids can be at sometimes.
I'm the lunch lady.
I know. I wanted to know her too. But, you know, prayers going out to her family. And
JC's still so upset.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.